Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years, especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ.
What's the most challenging part of marriage? The most challenging part to me, I would say, it's not really a challenge.
It's okay, but if it is.
No. But you have to be patient. You have to constantly remind yourself to be patient. I would say that would be like, if I have to find something. Mm-hmm. In marriage, you have to be patient. Because if you're not patient and you're in a marriage,
I don't know why, but I hear people referencing marriage, it seems like such a thing and like so serious.
Okay, no, marriage is a thing. Okay.
I know it's a thing, but I also feel like I'm just with my family. Like I'm like.
Like you live in life with this person who is your family.
I'm just not thinking of my marriage.
Yeah. What is the most challenging thing for you in a marriage, would you say?
Honestly, my marriage. honestly, my marriage is like the last thing I think about when I think about something challenging in my life. I feel like I have so much other shit that is challenging that my marriage like doesn't come close to anything. I don't consider any part of my relationship with you challenging.
If anything, like when I think about, like, we have all these other things going on. Like, yeah, challenges there. When I come home to my marriage,
it's the easiest shit of my life.
I'm like, oh, finally, I'm here.
Exactly. It's like the easiest, most natural, most simple thing that I have in my life. If you have like little pockets of like, you have work, but within work, you have like little things and you have that, you have family, mm-hmm. you have friends. It's like my relationship with you is the safest, most chill, most.
It's like we always want to. Like, come back here, you know? Like, at night when we go to bed and we had a whole day, I'm just like, this is my favorite part.
Yeah.
This is why we do all this shit.
And also, this is why I say that. I feel like when we're together, I'm alone.
Okay. We got to stop saying that because people like, don't get it.
When we're together.
Someone's going to DM me, you feel like you're alone?
No. Yeah. You feel like you're alone in this marriage? No. It's like, it's so hard to describe, but it's so real to me. And yeah, I wouldn't say anything. Okay,
I wouldn't say that nothing is challenging, because you've seen, if you've been listening to the episodes and the podcast, like there's plenty of things that I have to work on, things that Yoni has to work on, things we've discussed that we would like each other to work
on. But we both know what homework we need to do.
But also to me, that's not challenging, because it's like, this is like my favorite thing that I have in my life. What am I doing if I don't want to work on that?
Yeah.
You know, and like that work doesn't feel like work. It feels like, you know, when you like love something.
It doesn't feel like work.
No, like in a way, it's like when you love something, it just doesn't feel like the way that when people say when they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you're so tired, you're so frustrated, and there's all these emotions and feelings, and it's maybe like the hardest job you've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like a job, because the love and the feeling and everything attached to it changes your perspective on what challenge feels like or looks like. It feels the same way.
Yeah.
I think that's a good note to close on.
No, it is. It is. But I got one more.
Okay.
Last one. Why did Alia decide to keep her last name?
Ooh,
I feel like a lot of people wonder about that.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Why didn't you ask why Yoni decided to keep his last name, huh?
Shout out to Lauren. That's from her, too.
Oh, shit. Damn, Lauren.
Why?
Honestly, because my dad actually told me, he's like, you better not be changing your name. You know how much paperwork you got to do?
Really?
Yeah, because my parents brought their names together. So I have two last names, but on the internet and online, I just chose to use one, not to be like, ooh, but just because both are too long.
Mm-hmm. So whose last name did you keep? That's your mom's,
so
right?
So that's my mom's name, yeah. Zaitza is my mom's last name. And I also like my name. And I am Alia Zaitza.
Yeah.
And our kid is going to have both of our names.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to give up one for my kid, because my kid will not have three last names.
That would be crazy. That would be a long ass name.
So it's kind of whatever name sounds better.
Yeah.
But I do feel like if I took your name, it would sound cool as hell.
Yeah.
Alia Zaitza. Alia Ikoto. But, but I am not that, like
Alia Ikoto. I mean,
because I feel like it takes Yoni away and Alia like, Ikoto. My cultural background.
Yeah, and I personally don't have a problem with that. Some people, they think like, damn, that's weird, or why dating you, or I'm sure people thought about that before, especially people who are like very culturally, this is what we do. You get married to the man and you get his last name. Me, I honestly never had a problem with it.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm not going to say, yo, you got to take my last name. No, I mean, that's just not me. I'm not like that.
And also, why does that matter?
I honestly don't
do people care about that?
I don't know.